Mar Makomas because the Medrash over here I already cut down. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. I'll do a loose translation. Those that want to read it inside, I didn't think it was proper to cut anything out. It's just one basic story. So I'll do a loose translation of the Medrash Rabbah on the right. And I think we see just such an amazing chizuk, inspiration for us. Like the February, March, it's decision-making year, time of year for everyone. Everyone starts thinking about what's going to be with next year. It's good to have, you know, chizuk in those areas of decision-making. Okay, so the Medrash Rabbah at the beginning in Megillas Esther, it starts talking about the events that took place with Nebuchadnezzar. The actual Medrash starts talking about the Suda Vashti, the Mishta that Vashti had. So it goes on a little bit of a tangent, and they stumble onto Nebuchadnezzar, who Vashti was a descendant of. So they begin, what did this Russia, where did she come, what was the rishis of this Russia? So he was giving the, he gave the tzaddik garlic bread, warm garlic bread to eat, and then he gave him, when he got very thirsty, he gave him wine straight from the vat. Evidently that causes a lot of stomach issues. You could try that yourself. Probably says it causes stomach issues. Hot garlic bread followed by wine straight from the vat. And it seems that doing that to the tzaddik brought about the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're talking about the king Moradach Baladan. That was the name of the king, and he said that to Nebuchadnezzar, that you come from a ancestry from Moradach Baladan, and he used to worship idols. He used to worship the sun. So when you worship the sun, you do things when it's prime time. So what did he do? He would go to sleep. He would eat. The best time to eat is at 6 hours. And then you go to sleep right away until the ninth hour of the day. You have 3 hours. You eat and then you sleep to the ninth hour. What happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nace to help Chizkiyo, and he turned the clock back 4 hours. So instead of being 9 a.m., it was now 5 a.m. When Nebuchadnezzar, when this Moradach Baladan, Harasha, when he woke up, he thought it was 5 a.m. the next day, that he slept straight from 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. Overslept so much. For us, it probably doesn't sound like he slept so much, but he overslept. And it says he was so angry that he wanted to kill all of his slaves. How'd you let me sleep so long? I guess he missed a few Zmani Tefillah. Okay, so they told him, no, that's not what happened. You went to sleep, it's like traveling, you know, you went to sleep at 6 a.m., but you woke up at 5 a.m., and it's an hour, really an hour earlier. So he said, how's that possible? The Chizkiyo's God can, his God could make it go backwards? So he said, yeah, his God is stronger than your God, because he could, the sun goes, and he was able to roll it back. So Nebuchadnezzar, I'm sorry, this I keep mixed up. Moradach Baladan sent a letter. He was so inspired by this, and he sent a letter praising the great Chizkiyo, praising his city of Jerusalem, and then praising his God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after he sent this, started sending this letter, he realized, how could I do such a thing? If you, the only reason I sent the letter was to praise the Lord, praise his Lord, and I first thank Chizkiyo, and then Jerusalem, and then the God. You're supposed to be makir the God first. So he chased after the couriers and took back the letter to change it. This is where the action begins. Maybe I should have started from here, but you would miss the beginning of the story. So what would it be worth? The first fat line in the Medrash, or the second fat lines. Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu, ata amadta mikis acha gimel psios, upasata b'shvil kvod shemi, you went away from your throne 3 steps for my honor, Hashem says to Merodach Baladan. Chayecha, I give you my word, shani mamim mimcha shloshim lachim, I'm going to give you descendants of 3 kings, shiu koz mokrotorin misof olam atzofo, their reign is going to rule the entire world. Who are those 3? Nebuchadnezzar, Evil Merodach, and Belshazzar. And Memela, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Nebuchadnezzar, that you were only given such malucha because of what your ancestor did, and now you are going ahead and not treating the tzaddikim properly. That's what happens here. And then it says how Nebuchadnezzar, because he did this to the tzaddik and was mevazahim, so Hashem made sure that Nebuchadnezzar, at the end of his rule, he was vomiting, and he had nausea and vomiting and diarrhea at the same time, and it was very bad, and they had to take him out and take off his clothes. And then his son, same thing happened, and then Belshazzar and Vashti, the whole mice with Vashti, that she was Aruma, all was because of what Nebuchadnezzar did. Pretty amazing. Okay, that's the whole Medrash. We did it in just a couple of minutes. Then you go into the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's almost a repeat of the Medrash with a few minor details different. Except in the Medrash, this whole story happened when Nebuchadnezzar, who was the scribe of whatever his name is, Merodach Baladan, he was the scribe, but he wasn't there when he wrote the letter. And then he asked what was in the letter, and they told him what was in the letter. He says, how do you thank and give Hakar Satov to Chizkiyo, to the king before, and Jerusalem before the God? So they told him, okay, it was your idea, go change it. So he, Nebuchadnezzar himself, went to change the letter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, it says he went 4 psos, he went 4 steps. And after the 4 steps, not 3 steps, the 4 steps, this thing we can pick up in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, let's say 2 lines from the bottom. Rohad Basrei, at the end of the line where the 3 is. Rohad Basrei, so Nebuchadnezzar chased after the couriers. Ki de Rohid Arba Pesios, when he went the 4th step, Osa Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel came, V'ukme, and he stopped him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, amazing drama. Il Molei Loba Gavriel, had Gavriel not come, Vamido, and stopped him, Lohoya Takona Lisoneam Shal Yisrael, the enemies of the Jewish people would never cease to be able to attack the Jewish people. It's very cryptic, what's going on. The last thing I wanted to worry about was the difference between the 3 steps and the 4 steps. And I stumbled on to a Chafetz Chaim. I was learning with Ezra Kirshenbaum, this Chafetz Chaim, and I was intrigued that the in the Sefer that we're learning is an answer to this question. So I had to find that what they quote. What I saw quoted was the Mayim Chaim on Parshas Lech Lecha from the Chafetz Chaim. I thought it was Ber Mayim Chaim, couldn't find it. There's a in the back of my Chafetz Chaim, there was no Lech Lecha. And I finally found it. First of all, in the yeshiva, I didn't know where we keep it. There are like a lot of different sections that have different Sfarim of the Chafetz Chaim. But I finally found it. And the Chafetz Chaim here writes, it includes the Mashra, so I'll just put it all together. The Chafetz Chaim writes, both Gersos are right. One says there were three steps, one says there were four. The Medrash says there were three, the Gemara says there were four. So what's the Pshat? He says the fourth step he only started to take, and then the Gavriel stopped him. Had he taken that fourth step, that would have been the fourth generation, says the Chafetz Chaim. He quotes the Yalkut Shmoni. That fourth generation was Vashti. And had Vashti been allowed to remain in her position, there would have been no Esther. Had there been no Esther, the Jewish people would have been wiped out. And what the Gemara meant over here is that had that fourth step taken place, then there would have been four generations of reign that ruled the entire world. And Nebuchadnezzar Taka, because he was one of those kings, that's why he had the ability to wipe out Yerushalayim and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That was heaven decreed, that he had that ability. Okay, Chayishua had to deserve it, but that's where he had the ability. And had they taken that fourth step, it would have been over. So the pshat is that Vashti had some reign. So because the fourth step was taken, Vashti had some, had an administration. She got in for one term. But because the Malach stopped that fourth step from taking root, Memela Vashti was thrown out, Esther was able to come in, and Memela Klal Yisrael could be saved. Suppose this whole concept, we have to stop for a second and think about. The Chafetz Chaim says, and the Marsha brings it down also, that I heard all these reasons. Why do we take three steps back, you know, covered for Hashem? But where do the three steps come from? So it's brought down in Aruch. Ramah doesn't bring it down. Mishpur doesn't quote it. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, I didn't find the Aruch HaShulchan because the one I have I'm missing. And the one in the yeshiva is missing this volume. And it's probably boxed in on the attic above Rabbi Eliben's office, old office. I couldn't find Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Chaf Beis. And you'll check it out for me if you find one. And the Aruch HaShulchan states that the reason why we take three steps back is because if Nebuchadnezzar could take three steps and be zocha for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, then we could take three steps to honor Hashem and build the Beis HaMikdash. I will say we're dosh barkova. We throw around like different things that we do. We treat them like nothing. Mitzvahs, Averis, like nothing means anything. And here we have to pause. We have to pause. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, so he did something nice. It's not like it was a tshuva gemura by any stretch. I mean, following these three steps, he killed tens, hundreds of thousands of people. And what did he do? He took three steps. Before I just put the exclamation point, because some Marmar Kumbis used to put an exclamation point and just get out of the way, you see the shmooze yourself. Look at the bottom Gemara. Look at the bottom Gemara. This I remembered from my when one of my chaverim had a vart, and he said over this Gemara, why you people remember things from those times. I must have heard, you know, hundreds and hundreds of shmuzim from the yeshiva. I remember four, and this and like a few things. You don't know what something hits you, you remember it. I don't have the best memory, but I remembered one of my chaverim said it at his birth. Okay, if you end up liking the shmooze, I'll tell you who. Just in case you don't like it, I don't want to say over his name. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara says, "B'shar shehipil Nebuchadnezzar Russia." When Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the Kivshon HaEish, a famous Maisa, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and told Yechezkel Navi to go be Mechayim Mason. He killed them, I revived them. So you'll go over this yourselves later, you'll see from the Rashi's. And so what happened? It seems it was obvious that somebody was being Mechayim Mason as Nebuchadnezzar was killing them. Somebody was Mechayim Mason. Rashi says it was Yadua that Tkias HaMason took place. So it was in the valley of Bikas Dura, and Nebuchadnezzar saw this. He saw some people there. He says, what's going on? So someone told him that the friends of Hanani Mishael Azariah revived and did Tkias HaMason in this cemetery. So Nebuchadnezzar said, Asuhi kama ravavin. See how great v'tzamhui kama sakifin. And see how strong malchusei malchus olam. How great the malchus is of Hashem. V'sholtone im dar v'dar. And his rule is forever and ever. Nebuchadnezzar, this sounds like the words from Karibon, which I always wonder. I never saw anyone say that. Sounds like Aramaic, Nebuchadnezzar's words. Amar Rab Yitzchak. So Rab Yitzchak said, very similar to the end of the Gemara that we had Rabbi Yochanan, that the fourth step was stopped. Amar Rab Yitzchak, Yutzak Zav Rosek Latoch Piv Shalosa Russia. They poured hot gold down Nebuchadnezzar's mouth as he's saying this Asui Kamaravavin. Shel Mole Lobo Malach, had the Malach not come. Last word. Last line. Had they not Malach not come and basically poured this hot metal down his throat, Bikesh Leganos, he would have ruined Kol Shiras V'Shishpachos She'amad Dovid B'Sefer Tehillim. He would have ruined all of the Sefer, the Shiras V'Shishpachos that Dovid Melech said in Sefer Tehillim. You're not sure what that means? I wasn't either. You take a look at the Rashi. It's in wrong order. I messed up. Look at the first Rashi, number 6. Leganos. Shoyim misad shvachos nos yos midavid. Nebuchadnezzar would have prepared praises of Hashem greater than David HaMelech. Vilu Amron, had Nebuchadnezzar had the ability to say them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayatoach rehen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have chased after them, Yoser miachri Ashiras she'asa David. Hashem would have accepted the tefillos and Nebuchadnezzar greater than those of David HaMelech and Sefer Tehillim. The David HaMelech and Sefer Tehillim, when we just said Tehillim for Rabbi Gans. And what would we, had this Russia been allowed to finish his capital, we would have been saying that capital. When somebody was sick, capital Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know what you call it. Capital Nebuchadnezzar. Capital Rishus. I don't know. What would you say? It's just remarkable the ability that we have to make. You want to know if you have a huge impact on the world? You take 3 steps back with the proper kavana, you have the ability to bring back the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. Chavetz Chaim, it's included in here also. We have the ability to bring back the Beis Hamikdash with 3 steps. You got to do the 3 steps with, you know, proper kavana. But I think the word is over here, Nebuchadnezzar, can any Russia do it? No. If you're Russia, you're Russia. But I guess at that moment, Nebuchadnezzar, you see how hard it is to make a change, even for a second. A person can make a change and totally be say shvach v'hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't do it all the time. Nebuchadnezzar did not do it all the time. But at that moment, he had such an inspiration. This is Ribono Shel Olam, and people in that situation can't. I'm too caught up with my life. I'm too caught up in my life, and if I agree to this, what's going to be? Doesn't fit with everything else I'm doing. You take a very big risk when you do something like that. What's everyone going to say? What are you going to say to yourself? At that moment, Nebuchadnezzar totally put his neck out, and he was rewarded for it. Some confusion whether it was Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says that the three steps to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. The whole chronology of who's who makes no difference. We see this is the koach that every one of us has. Certain times, certain decisions that we do in our life, that's who we will become. At that moment, if we see the truth, we have to act on it. I was always, when the yeshiva was in Miami Beach, so Torah Semes was on Miami Beach, Torah Skyim was on Miami Beach, and we needed to expand. There was no real estate in Miami Beach for us. I don't think we had the money to buy from scratch. We had to buy a pre-existing building, and I think the property of Torah Semes was available for sale. And it was a lot of money for the yeshiva in those days. Now it's like, pushka money. But those days, and I remember Rabbi Lehrfeld, Zichrono Livracha, he got up by Shabbos Shuvah drasha, and he put aside his Shabbos Shuvah drasha and made on his own an appeal for purchasing this building. I don't think he asked for pledges, but he told them that this, you're about to go to do tshuva. You want to do tshuva? This is your time. And ad yom moso. Every time we spoke to Rabbi Lehrfeld, every single time, we always remembered that Shabbos, for a Rav to put aside his drasha, put it aside, and then speak about, bringing the yeshiva to North Miami Beach, that's not pasha to do at that moment. And the family, when you speak to the family, they all know what it was. That was not so easy. When a decision comes to us, especially the ones that aren't so easy, that's the time that probably, if that's going to be the time when we take those three steps, those proverbial three steps, that's the time we can make a huge, huge impact. Because the Yetzirah is working so strongly against it, the tide, to go against the tide, our own tide, is so hard. It's impossible to go against the tide. And here, Nebuchadnezzar himself, at that moment, to take those three steps to honor Bono Shalom, on his mind, he was going on, after the three steps, he was going on to wipe out the whole Yerushalayim. I don't know chronologically, but that came down in the near future. But at that moment, he was totally real. And when we have that opportunities to be able to pause and to ascend and to reach a level that we normally cannot reach, we do it at that moment, we have the ability, mamish, to bring back the Beis HaMikdash.
I have to close for 12 minutes to come here.